This is Community Radio WERU-FM, 89.9 Blue Hill, 102.9 Bangor, and streaming online at weru.org. And this is Radioactive, a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal for December 3rd, 2009. I'm Amy Brown, here with Meredith DeFrancesco. On today's program, we'll check in on the Maine Fair Trade campaign on the 10th anniversary of the protests that shut down the World Trade Organization's meetings in Seattle. And we'll get some local reaction to the military escalation announced by President Obama earlier this week. People took to the streets and communities throughout Maine and across the country last night to protest President Obama's plan to increase the number of troops in Afghanistan. In Bangor, an estimated crowd of 80 people gathered to bang on pots and pans, sing, chant, and light candles. Here's what some of them had to say.
I'm Kathy Mink from Waldo. I'm here because it's almost a habit. I've been doing this since 2001. When the United States started bombing Afghanistan. Here we are, 8, 9 years later, and we have a new person, the new emperor, who's saying the same thing. Nothing has changed. Barack Obama, you're not changing anything. So my sign says, blood for Afghans, debt for Americans, no to the empire. What more can we say? Mr. Obama is just another tool of empire. And when he said last night about how we bring values to the world, we stand for good values, one can't help but think of what hypocrisy. What are our values when we allow Israel to throw out 40,000 people out of their homes in East Jerusalem? And yet this man in the White House has the nerve to talk about American values being preserved by going to kill Afghans. I'm angry. That's why I'm here tonight.
I'm Lisa Savage. I'm with Code Pink Maine. We're here tonight because we don't want to see any more troops or drones in Afghanistan. We want to see all the troops come home, the military bases overseas closed, and the money spent for social needs.
My name is Lawrence Reichert. I'm from Bangor. And I'm here because I want Barack Obama to know that I'm not fooled by his spending $30 billion a year more in Afghanistan the same week that he's holding a jobs summit at the White House, and 10 days before he goes to receive an ill-deserved Nobel Peace Prize.
Thank you. What's your name? Where are you from? And why are you here?
I'm here. I'm Star Gil Martin from Trenton, Maine, and I'm here to protest the advancement of war-making machinery into Afghanistan against the people of Afghanistan.
Thank you.
My name's Gene Ripley, I'm from Dover Foxtrot, and I'm here in response to the sending of the extra 35,000 troops, and I just want to see all the troops home and want to see money spent on other things. I want to see universal health care funded, I want to see money going to rebuilding the economy and not to war and not to companies that are making a lot of money off of it.
Martha Goodell, I'm from Monroe.
And why are you here?
I feel that Obama has betrayed everyone on practically every front. And we just have to keep hammering away as best we can, although it seems futile. There's just so many of these, and nothing changes. But he's let the people down. I think he's a traitor to his country. And so I'm here to make noise.
My name is Beth Chablonsky, and I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and I moved up to Maine. And this is what we have here to complain about, the 30,000 troops that Obama wants to send over there. And we are not happy about it.
And are you two together?
This is my daughter, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Is this the first time you've been to one of these protests like this?
No, I was here one time for when we were going against Bush. And I just don't like war, period. So I'm just here to express that.
Great. Thank you.
On walking, keep on talking, marching to the freedom land. Ain't gonna let those generals turn me around.
My name's Chris Covert, and I'm from Hancock, and I came up here this evening because this is not my idea of change. This is my idea of no change at all. It's the same sad, sorry, sick international foreign policy that we've had for decades, and it just has to end. I wish everybody all over this whole nation would get out and bang pots and pans, because the politicians that we've elected, unfortunately we're responsible for having elected them, don't seem to give a darn about anything. All right, thank you.
I'm really pleased that people are waking up to the propaganda that's being put out there. There's no good reason to continue the escapade in Afghanistan the way we've been doing it. This is same old policy with a few new lies added on. That's basically it.
All right, thank you. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Gray, and I'm from Hancock.
Thank you.
We just fall back into war. And the dialogue, that the diplomatic process that Obama talked about is just not happening. It's hard work to do that, but it's the path that I believe, if we're going to get to the systemic reasons for 9/11, that's what we have to get to. We have to get to the diplomatic. I don't think this is going to change a thing in terms of the world we live in if we're in there in the war.
Thank you.
My name is Steve Susi. I'm from Mount Desert Island. I'm out here to protest President Obama's decision to escalate the war in Afghanistan.
My name is Mike Howard. I live in Bangor. I'm out here because I think that escalating a war in Afghanistan is going to be a disaster. It's not going to accomplish the ends that President Obama has indicated in his speech. It's going to get us more deeply mired into conflict we can't resolve. It's going to be enormously costly in lives and money, things that priorities will be neglected at home, and we'll make more enemies than we will bring about peace as a result of this.
I'm Abby Sean. I'm from Solon.
I'm Claire Mortimer. I'm from Brooklyn.
And who wants to go first? Okay, Claire.
Okay.
Why are you out here?
I'm here because I'm outraged that when people are dying because they have no health care in this country, we're talking about spending tens of billions of dollars more to send more troops to a place where we have no business being. There are only estimates of 400 to 1,000 Al-Qaeda members present in Afghanistan, and they're talking about sending 30,000 more troops, 100,000 civilians to support all those troops, and we need to spend the money at home for education and health care here. We don't need to make any more wars. We are creating enemies, and we are inciting world terrorism.
Thanks, Claire. And is it Abby?
Yeah, she's much more eloquent than I am. But
I'm sure you're both great. Well, so why are you out here tonight?
Here because I wish that this war wasn't being escalated, and I wish it didn't happen. And I'm here probably one of the few of you here that really work for Obama, and I'm really disappointed that he's sold us down the river on health care, on this warfare, on everything else. I really am mad. But I've been standing for peace for the last 8 years, and I'm going to continue to stand for peace.
Thank you both.
Okay. My name is Jean Hay Bright. I'm from Dixmont. I was the 2006 Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate running against Olympia Snow. This whole year, with the White House in Democratic hands, both houses of Congress in Democratic hands. I was feeling very hopeful, and as time has gone on, I have been feeling more and more battered. As well, I'm hoping things will change. I'm hoping things will get better. I really don't want to get out of this situation. I had a lot of hopes for this. Well, those hopes for me tipped me over the edge last night with that speech by President Obama. I was a better Democrat. I am no longer a better Democrat. I went down to my town clerk's office this morning and unenrolled from the Democratic Party. So the 2006 Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate is no longer a Democrat.
Governor Lawrence?
Yeah.
Do you have a chant for me?
Sure. What? Oh, a chant?
You said you had a chant.
You want me to chant it myself?
Yes.
Obama, Obama, LBJ. Wrong back then, wrong today.
You need like another syllable in there somewhere. Obama, Obama, LBJ.
You know, if I knew that I was being interviewed by the chant police.
You guys have to make sure you stay out of the roadway, okay? You guys have to make sure you stay out of the roadway. You can't keep going back and forth.
Is it an inconvenience?
It is an inconvenience. It won't work. Well, okay.
Those are the voices of some of the people who were protesting Obama's plan to increase troops in Afghanistan. That protest was held at the Federal Building in Bangor and drew people from several communities in down east and central Maine. Other protests were held throughout the state of Maine and across the country last night.